And the good thing about tax is it's constantly changing. The job is always different. Each year you have a budget, the rules change every year, and everyone has different tax needs. And I just saw it as a more interesting, fluid area to work in within accountancy.
So now you're looking at people who are doing research and development and helping to sort of plan their tax around that so they get the benefits from it. Is it something that's just for big companies?
Definitely not. It is only for companies, so people who are acting as sole traders and partnerships would have to relook at their business structure if appropriate. But it is available to all, from startups right up to multinational companies throughout the UK. And it is very, very underclaimed. That there's no doubt about that. There are a lot of companies missing the boat here.
So it's not the sort of thing that Jimmy Carr would be doing. I mean, this is all legitimate and...
This is legitimate, and it's actually revenue approved. It's to encourage innovation in the UK. They actively want companies to make this claim.
So what sort of companies have you been working with then?
Well, to give a prime example, obviously governed by client confidentiality, but I can name this company because they've given me permission to do so. A company based near here in Dumfries called Positive Response Communications, run by Mr. and Mrs. Hobson. They've set up and devised devices that keep staff safe, whether they're working alone at night or on the road alone, and it's a really unique, innovative product, and it's developed over the years. They've saved lives with it. They've prevented false alarms, calling out the emergency services with it.
So how does it work then?
My understanding is it started out a bit like a watch, where, let's say, someone was working alone at night in a local shop, say an off-licence, and someone came in looking threatening or abusive. Rather than make various hoax calls to the emergency services, who are obviously stretched, they just press a button on this watch-like device, and a call centre in Dumfries would listen into the conversation, have the power to boom out a voice saying, please leave the shop. They would have the power to notify the emergency services and get the police there whilst the person's still in the shop. And they can make judgment calls and prevent the number of false alarms using the 999 service.
And it's saved people's lives already.
That's right. It moved on from the watch approach to crossing a beam, and they realised that someone hadn't crossed a beam over a particular length of time, so they sent out this message in the shop, and a customer actually shouted back that they were alone in the shop and there was no shopkeeper there. So the call centre sent the customer round the back and found the shop owner in a diabetic coma.
Oh.
And because of this system, they saved that person's life.
Really? So, and you've been able to help them to kind of make their business more efficient to kind of research and develop this product then?
Yeah, what's really good is you feel as though you're helping a business that is actually saving lives or meeting health and safety needs or helping the emergency services. And what I am doing is helping them maximise the tax relief available on what they've spent on this research and development, which helps fund the next part of the project or puts money back into the company to reward them for the work they've done.
So if anyone's listened to this thinking, well, I've done this, do you think that would count? Can you claim it retrospectively?
Yes, you can go back 2 years to claim
right.
It, so it can be done retrospectively. And it is available to any innovative companies in the technological sector, so it could be engineering, manufacturing, IT, pharmaceuticals, all sorts of weird and wonderful businesses.
And lots of small businesses will be doing things with IT to make it work in the way that it works for them. Is that the sort of thing that would count?
Could well be, yes. IT can be a bit of a grey area because a lot of people are just reusing what's already out there. But if they're writing some new code or developing a new piece of software, then the claim could be available to them, and you could find it may, you know, pay itself back in what they've spent.
And there are a lot of companies in Cumbria that are able to do this. I mean, I'm just thinking we've got a lot of technologically innovative companies along the West Coast to do with the energy coast, obviously the nuclear industry. Is that mainly where you would be working?
Actually, no. Although the West Coast, as you say, is a hotbed of nuclear development, the companies are spread far and wide throughout the county, dealing with all types of industries and sectors. And, you know, down in the south of the county, into the South Lakes and Penrith area, Carlisle area, they're all over the place. Some of them, it may be their end product, that's the R&D. Some of it may be their processes, that the R&D. But, you know, they are very, very widespread.